This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We were off on vacation last week. You may have noticed some, apparently had some issues on some of the days we were gone that was supposed to have recorded stuff to make it sound like we're here, and they messed it up.
Most time we have issues when we're actually here.
So yeah, it could have been something like that.
I'm here and don't even listen to us.
Yeah. I was in Italy. Our family's been saving up for this trip for a long time, and we kind of got burned because my daughter was sick with a cold the whole time.
Aww.
And it was rainy in part of it, and it's like there's stuff you can't control, and that's how vacations go.
Yeah.
But we made the most of it. We had a good time until Friday night. I did one of the dumbest things I've done in a long time. And my wife keeps going, no, it's an accident. It's just an accident.
Right.
But we were walking to get something to eat pretty late in the evening. And as we were walking along on the side of the road, they have this cobblestone, dark, almost black colored ground there, the sidewalk. And they have these dark black concrete park benches.
Uh-huh.
And I said, dang, those things, they blend right in. You could walk into one of those and not even see it.
Yeah.
So we went and got something to eat. We're walking back, and I'm looking a little over my shoulder at a van, and sure, if I didn't walk flat into one of these concrete things. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, it doesn't sound that bad. I jacked myself up, and Cato's got a picture he's going to put on Facebook for
yeah.
people to see. My left shoulder and arm is purple. It looks like some kind of special new shades of purple. Crayola should get like Tom's broke arm purple or something and
it's
make
bad.
This color. It's crazy.
I got to say, can you blur out that left nipple too before you post that?
Well, that and that hangy thing under
yeah.
his arm. It looks like something out in the galaxy. Like a,
yeah, like a nebula or
purple
something.
Purple in it.
Poor Tom. Yeah. Over here in pain and y'all are like, ew, his chest. Ew, his hangy
yeah.
thingy.
I tried to take the pictures so it didn't show my nipples because I wanted to keep it family friendly.
Well, and it's probably going to get worse.
It's pretty bad. I mean, it happened on Friday night, so it's been a few days. It's gotten pretty bad.
I was comparing it to my mom took a tumble like that. And I said, it looked like my mom's. And Tom's like, did your mom have a mole like that?
A hangy thingy?
A hangy thingy.
You got a picture of your mom's?
I did. I sent it to him. Do you want to see it?
No.
It looks similar.
Mine's worse.
My mom's is burned out, too. Just like
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
But you know, my mom's much older because, so, you know, and she's on blood thinners. So your spill had to be pretty bad because it's bad.
So when it happened, first, okay, now Tori was talking about the embarrassing part about
yeah.
this was beyond embarrassment. Mm-hmm. I knew I was hurt when it happened. I knew something bad, and I don't know how to describe this easily on the radio, but you know how when you walk your arms kind of swing back and forth?
Yeah.
And so I landed on the inside of my shoulder and it pushed outwards. And I'm going to try to go see Dr. Sandin today if they can work me in, because it's bad. It hurts bad if I move the wrong way. What I ended up doing on Friday night, I'm like, I don't think I got time to go to a hospital in Rome and try to figure that out.
That's my question. Like, you are in a place where you don't even speak their language, and you got to find a place to go to the hospital.
You just walk into the hospital and point.
Oh, yeah.
And go,
I mean,
ow.
How do you even know what the hospital is? Because all of the spelling's different over
well,
there.
Well, it's not that hard anymore with Google Maps.
Oh,
really.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
I had a friend in Mexico, had to go to the hospital in Mexico.
Oh,
that
my.
Would scare me a lot
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
I almost went to the hospital that night. It was that bad. But then I got, we went to one of the pharmacies and got a 70 euro sling. I was not expecting it to be that expensive. You know, the thing you put your arm in and just hangs.
But what's the euro compared
to? It's a dollar, basically. They're about the same. So it cost $70 for a sling just to hold my arm. So, but I got the sling to get me home. I thought, all right, I can make it through Saturday. I didn't really do much, just laid around in our little Airbnb. And then on Sunday, we flew home. So the good thing was the sling got us to the front of the line every time, bro. The first lady told me, if you need assistance, you can go to the front of the line. And I'm like, well, I don't really need to do that. And then the second one, I was like, yeah, we're going to do that.
Oh, wow.
And the whole family goes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the whole family. Yeah. And it was like, they would be like, okay, we're pre-boarding now. And we're in like section 3, which is like the last ones to load the plane. Like, if you have anyone with disabilities, I'm like, me, I've been disabled. But honestly, it's amazing how hard it is when one of your arms ain't working, like putting on belts and deodorant. And, like, one of my armpits smells good and one doesn't.
Well, yeah.
So sorry, Hog.
Yeah, it's all right.
But yeah, it's tough getting dressed in the morning. It's tough doing laying around, and I can do. Which is good because I'm good at that. But everything else is a lot tougher than I thought it would be, just having that one arm basically disabled.
Yeah, showering, doing your hair, I can imagine.
Well, I use my right hand for all that.
Yeah.
And so it's not as terrible as you think. Drying off is tough because you're used to having that towel. You can wring it all around your back and do all that stuff.
Opening up a can or something.
Opening stuff is marginal because I can do a lot of it with my right hand.
Now, how long do you think you're going to be out of commission with this
Not being
shoulder?
A doctor, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether something's broken, whether I tore something, or whether it's just going to get better.
We have doctors listening, so if you can just give us some prognosis.
Take a look at our Facebook page and tell me whether I'm going to be okay or not. I'm a little worried I might have to get like X-ray or MRI or something.
Well, my mom was saying like shoulder reconstruction and stuff like that.
It's crazy
sometimes,
bad, yeah.
You can get a shot of steroids or whatever. But
I'll take that.
You're falling apart, dude.
Well, I'm not falling apart. This was an accident.
It's not falling apart. He just fell real hard.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Flip him over and look at his expiration date.
He's like Humpty Dumpty, ain't he?
I was, man. I fell on the wall. But that picture is rather, if you're like, oh, Tom hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. I messed myself up on something stupid like
that.
It's
just kind of like bragging rights. Like
no,
you
it's
show
not.
People like, you know, it's kind of like those stunt people on motorcycles and stuff. It's like, go look how bad he jacked himself up.
Usually when I'm bruised up from a weekend, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
Do you look like that, though? Like you said, that's like a purple galaxy or something.
Yeah, it does look like a galaxy. No, not that bad.
So, I mean, I want people to know I'm not laying out. I'm like, seriously, I jacked my friggin' left arm and shoulder up, and I'm not happy about it. And I just wanted to complain.
Okay, well, good. All
right. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Are you on cold medicine?
I am.
Pass it around, man.
He comes with little shot glasses. It's NyQuil. I think I'm supposed to take that at night.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because they ask women, what makes you feel like a woman? Now, I know guys and girls are different, and I don't get a lot of these things.
That's good to know.
Thank you. Thank
His
you.
Mom told him when he was 14.
I was not. I was 16.
16, my
yes.
bad.
It was a book she read almost 12. I was a few years behind. But anyway, what makes you feel like a woman, Tori? Is there anything that's right off the bat like, you know what, I feel like a woman?
I like putting on heels and hearing them clank down the hallway.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
That's why we got carpet now.
I know, but it's not as much fun.
After they hired you, I could hear you walk down the hall.
I don't even want to come in anymore.
We had some employees that clomped around, too.
Yeah, true.
Lower on the list is clothes. New clothes or shoes. So that makes you feel like a woman.
You know, it's weird to me because I don't ever really think about my gender. It's just,
I don't either.
It is what it is. And it's so weird in this world now, that is a big thing.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, well, I am what I am. And it never, and I feel bad for people who have to question that because it is such a normal for me thing just to assume I am the way I am.
Here's one lower on the list. Having a baby makes you feel like a woman.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. And you know what? If I could just skip that and like wake up and he's next to me and I'm like, whoa, we did it.
Yeah.
No kidding, right?
I am dreading that day. I'm so scared
Are
of
you?
It.
That's
yes.
how I feel about every bad thing. Anything painful, I'm like, why can't we just turn off the, like, there should be a little switch that's like, all right, this is safe. We're in control. We're going to turn the pain off, though.
We've talked about that before. When you get a really bad headache, it'd be so nice if there was just like a little button in your ear to just yeah. switch your brain off for a little bit.
Hey, let me get 4 hours and then we'll come back and check on this.
So you were anticipating this day coming up, and it's yeah. not like Christmas. I mean, you're going to get a package, but it ain't from Santa Claus.
Are you thinking about doing like an epidural, or have you decided?
I think I'm going to try and go without, but that is not to say that if I get into it, I will not be chasing the anesthesiologist down.
It doesn't work like that.
She's just thinking about that until the pain comes.
It doesn't work like that. Sometimes if you wait too long, you can't get that.
Right. I have more questions than answers about the epidural, and that makes me not as confident in it.
Well, I will tell you this. They scare the living heck out of you when you get the epidural. They tell you all these horrible things. But my wife did it twice. And I got to tell you what, man. She's sitting there smiling and laughing while she's pushing.
If anyone has gone through this without an epidural, will you let me know? Just lie to me. Write in and lie to me that it's not that bad.
The person next to us, in the room next to us, they didn't have an epidural, and they screamed the whole time.
All right, these are things that make a woman feel like a woman. Having a baby, like I said, lower on the list, which I thought would be higher.
You know why it's not higher?
Why?
Because women purge that from their memory as soon as they can.
Mm. Yeah, it's not something fun.
Well, yeah. Anything negative like that. You do that even with like your life in general. Like bad things happen to you, you forget that. You try to forget it over time. The receiving flowers make you feel like a woman. But I have gotten flowers as a guy before.
Yeah, but isn't it weird?
Yeah.
When I get flowers, I get very little out of that. To me, I'm like, man, I would have rather had electronics.
Me too. I don't get it. But I had a girlfriend one time send me flowers at work, and I'm like, it's just, I don't understand that feeling.
I don't mind a candy bouquet.
Well, okay.
The ones where they make a bouquet
out of those edible arrangement things.
Yeah.
I'll eat one of them.
Good.
What makes you feel like a woman? Perfume.
I guess.
Not to me. Men wear cologne, so to me that seems more like something that would be for neither.
But you spritz it on, though, and you're feeling fruity and fresh. Does it not?
How's that not any different than a man's cologne?
I don't know. I mean, because I don't like cologne.
No, you don't wear it because you sniffle or something.
I do. I'm allergic to cologne.
Which sucks for me and Cato, because we don't get to wear cologne most of the time.
I don't even have any cologne. I ran out, and I just hadn't gotten any more. That's why I don't smell
good. I got a bunch of good colognes.
That's why I don't feel like a man right now.
Having manicures and pedicures makes you feel girly?
I do love having my fingers done.
I enjoy it.
See, now, I've had them done, and it does just not do that much for me. So that seems more feminine-ish. Sorry, kid.
It's not.
It kind of is.
I know a lot of guys that do it.
All right. What makes you feel like a woman? The women on this list said, beautiful hair or a great hair day makes me feel girly.
I think any day where you wake up and you just feel good about yourself.
Okay.
That's one of those where you're like, yes. Today's a good day.
But it doesn't have, does that have to do with making you feel like a woman?
I mean, I guess it could, like if you've got a cute dress or something.
Okay, a cute dress is a good answer.
Yeah, but it was low on the list apparently, so.
My daughter, while we were in Italy, she shopped for, you know, clothes because it's fashion central.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she would come in like, Dad, look what I found. And that was something that made her feel feminine and she enjoyed it. And I was like encouraging her until I saw how much it cost.
Well, that ties in with like the number one thing that makes a woman feel like a woman, a compliment or flattery in some way. Just giving her a compliment makes her feel like a woman.
Don't forget that L in flattery.
That's right. You don't say any fattery.
Good point. Good point. So do you feel like a woman, Tori?
I feel like the opposite. I feel like I'm failing as a woman now.
We need to compliment her more, fellas. Come on.
No.
Think of something good to say about her right now.
Compliments are so weird.
You don't look like a man.
Thanks, bro.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I hate to drop even more crazy news on you guys this morning.
Oh, boy.
I just told Tori about this, but I was on vacation last week. I've told you that. I injured myself. We're getting a lot of comments on Facebook, people saying I'm fine. So it's good to know I might not even have to go to the doctor now since everyone on Facebook says I'm gonna be okay.
They're like, walk it off, Tom. Walk it off.
It's a bruise.
If you haven't seen it, it's not just a bruise, though. I literally can't move my left arm in certain positions.
That's different. If you cannot move your arm.
I can move it, but not in every normal. Like, there's a lot of things I cannot do right now.
It's okay. I assessed him earlier, and I got him to raise his arm, and it moved, so I don't think it's broken.
It didn't move that much. Now, I can move all my fingers, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, like, my shoulder bone ain't broken.
I mean, I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy, okay. So I think I got this.
Well, unfortunately, things are not going to be as good for us. Not long ago, we had two ferrets, and ferrets typically live 2-3 years in the wild. They get eaten by something.
Yeah.
In captivity, they can live 6 to 8 years, sometimes even longer, but 6 to 8 is the norm. And our ferrets were up in the 7-year range. And unfortunately, not long ago, we found our female ferret. She was breathing heavy and it looked really skinny. And we took her to the vet and they said that what did not look good for her. And so we sadly had to put her down after all those years. And then that was really bad because we had the male ferret that had been with us named Bo. Nibbles was the female. Bo had, now he didn't have Nibbles anymore. And he was starting to have some problems, too. He wasn't able to control when he peed and things like that.
Oh, who does?
I mean, yeah, but it's like you couldn't just let him out and play on the floor anymore. You had to take him either to the back patio or something where you could, you know, not worry as much about it. And I felt like his quality of life had dropped a good bit. He had a very large cage area, very large area out in front of his cage with plastic. So he had a lot of space, but still wasn't the same. Didn't have his girlfriend with him. Well, while we were on vacation, we got a text message or a phone call. My wife handled that, but Bo passed away while we were gone. Part of me, it's a mixed thing because I felt like it was time that he was not living the quality of life he deserved anymore. And he was old, and he had already had surgery. We had done surgery, very expensive surgery, to take a tumor out of him at one point, and he lived a year and a half after that. So I don't know if that came back or what happened. But
who was taking care of him while you were gone?
One of our neighbors taken care of him many times before.
Okay. Right.
So they knew what they were doing. There's not much to it. Just keep water and the food good and everything.
Yeah.
But so they called and told us this. And first thing we told them, we're like, listen, ferrets have something called a dead sleep where you think they're dead, but they're not.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, his eyes are open and he's stiff and he's curled up and he ain't. It isn't that. So we're like, well, what do you do? Because we want to bury him with Nibbles. And we're in Italy, and we literally had like 7 or 8 days before we get home.
Yeah.
So we ended up coming home to our pet ferret triple bagged in the freezer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right next to the steak.
Well, see, now that's what Tori said.
It's about the tater tots.
But you put meat in the freezer. So, I mean, it's and this is bagged up and
Not your pet, though.
Well, not if you can help it. But, I mean, we didn't want to have him. You couldn't just leave him out for 7 days.
No, you couldn't.
And so we want to bury him next to Nibbles. And we don't want someone else out there trying to figure out in our yard where to bury the ferret.
And your neighbor's already doing you a favor. I'm like, and they have to call you and tell you this. And then they have to go and put that in a Ziploc bag and put it in your freezer. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to ask of a neighbor.
Well, they're good friends.
Was it Ziploc or was it like a Walmart bag?
It was more like a Walmart bag, but it was three Walmart bags. Each one of them tied off. I wish we had thought about the Ziploc. That would have been better, probably.
I'd have put it in a clear Ziploc bag and hung it in your freezer, and when you opened up, he'd be spread out.
That's terrible. We love Bo.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying I'd have done that as the neighbor just to be...
To be what? Sick?
Funny? I mean, it's sick to put it in the freezer.
People have done that when they can't bury their pet, you know.
Really? Grandma! Yeah.
That's basically what they do to people when they have to hold them for too long.
But not your freezer.
Not by your food.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I mean, you could have put them in one of those little vacuum sealed things, or they could have.
We don't have one of those vacuum sealed things.
Well, you could put them in the bag and went,
oh, God.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Take me out of
this. No, you're not.
It's like, can you hand me one of those Nutty Buddies right there? That's right next to that Nutty Buddy ferret. That's just
y'all
crazy.
Are making fun of my passed away ferret.
That's not nice.
No, man. I would just ask one more favor of the neighbor. It's like, hey, when you bag it, could you take it to your freezer?
Yeah, exactly. I'm so sure they're like, we're going to put the ferret in our freezer.
Hey, you know what? And even your neighbor has to figure out if it's dead or not.
Right.
And I remember because I had an older cat. And, like, she would lay around, you'd think she was dead sometimes. And, like, you don't want to be the one to kind of figure that out.
Dude, that's my dad right now.
So you would get, like, your kids, and you would, like, go over and, like, hey, Asa, go over here and touch that cat over there.
My sister got me to do that once.
Yeah.
I was at her house, and she goes, I'm too scared to go in the garage to see if the cat has passed.
Yeah.
So I'm creeping up next to it. I reach down. And
that's what you do.
Did it bite you?
No, it was stiff.
Oh.
It had passed.
You just get the kids to go over there and touch it just to make sure it's still alive.
Well, we don't make him do that to Grandpa. That would be really bad. My dad, he falls asleep in his chair with his mouth half open. Oh, and you're like, Dad? And he don't answer. You're like, Dad? He don't answer. You're like, so I'm poking him.
Do the thing they do with babies. Just put a little mirror in front of his mouth to see if it fogs up.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's good.
What is it?
You put a mirror in front of their mouth, and if it fogs up, they're breathing.
Oh,
okay. That way you don't have to poke them and wake them up.
I got to keep a mirror.
I'll be honest. My dad's breath's so bad, you don't even have to put a mirror to make it fog. That's just old people breath right there.
Well, it was a sad day for us, but honestly, I think it's probably best for him. It was time for him to go, and he's with Nibbles now, or he will be very shortly.
Well, now he's not with Nibbles right now.
He's with P.F. Chang's.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I told you it's National Cocktail Day. It might affect a few of you folks. You know that half of us are embarrassed to do this at the bar. Now, most of the time when you're drinking, you know, you hardly ever even think about what you're doing. You're not embarrassed at all. And you'll say or do anything.
Wow, you're not getting plastered the whole time.
I didn't say plastered, but it's like you're not as cautious.
I know the things you say you're embarrassed about doing.
Yeah.
Oh, falling asleep, getting cut off, forgetting to pay your tab.
No, they say half of the drinkers sometimes feel too embarrassed to order their favorite drink at the bar.
I can see that.
Beer and wine drinkers are the most likely to feel judged about what they order at the bar.
Oh, wow. Then I feel better.
All right.
Because I always thought my amaretto sours were a little bit too girly.
Well, cocktail fans, they say they don't care as much maybe because the cocktails seem more classy when you order a classy drink.
That's not how I've been treated usually.
Yeah, like cosmopolitan.
I would like a pina colada or a fuzzy navel, please. And they're like, okay, you're a wuss.
Yeah.
Fuzzy navel. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Fuzzy navel. Who wants that?
They're
that sounds
good.
Disgusting.
Oh, well, then you don't know what they are.
I want that slippery nipple or whatever they...
And you're buttery worried about nipple? Mine?
Oh, okay, that's no, it's the buttery.
Buttery nipple, that's a shot.
Well,
I can't believe it's
enough
not buttery.
Butter, it will be. Yeah.
Yeah, there are some really weird names. Like the
not go too far with that.
Chalk martini or something. It's chocolate martini.
I think there is one.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of flavored martinis.
Chalk martini is what it's called. And is that like Nestle's Quick on the rocks? Because I can I can do that.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
You got the mojito.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know what? And I'm sure that you and Tori can describe all these. I don't even know what they are.
I mean, I don't normally drink a lot of
some other embarrassing ones. Mimosa is, I guess, just saying mimosa.
Mm-mm-mm. That's what I drink at the Harris Teeter on weekends.
You got the Shirley Temple. Just sounds.
That's it's a girly drink.
That's non-alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think you know anything about these drinks.
I don't.
Why are you talking about them?
Well, it's some of the on the list here. They say people.
That's why they're being judged, is because they're ordering a non-alcoholic mixed drink. So they're paying $8 for a little bit of what is even a Shirley Temple? Is a strawberry daiquiri with nothing in it?
Grenadine, I think. Yeah,
Sprite and grenadine.
Okay.
You got Bahama Mama.
Hmm. Yes.
I don't care. I'll order.
I know you aren't embarrassed. It's kind of like when it comes to
I ordered
to
a
that
Bloody
stuff.
Mary one afternoon and the bartender said, well, people usually drink those in the mornings, but I guess you can have it any time of day. I'm like,
not to judge.
Now, I've been judged for the beer I drink.
Okay.
If I get a domestic beer,
yeah,
then you're judged at a lot of craft breweries, and I don't like that. I was told one time in a brewery in Knoxville, Tennessee,
oh, wow,
we don't put crap beer on our list. I said, well, can you put it in a glass so people don't know I'm drinking?
Exactly.
And serve it to me really quick. Okay, so these are the top things we factor in when we order a drink. How much does it cost, and is it worth the price?
Which is never, because that's how they make their money in a bar, is by charging a fortune for it.
Yeah.
How much alcohol is in it? So something like a Long Island iced tea might be worth it if it's loaded with a bunch.
That's five liquors.
Well, it is loaded. That's how it's made. It's just liquor.
Also, the things that we factor in when it comes to actually ordering a cocktail, what are the ingredients, and is there anything in there you might not like?
Juniper's downtown, they have a sparkly cocktail. It's kind of pinky purple, and it has sparkle in it. And I'm like, this cannot be good for my body. I'll take three more. They're so fun. But then you see the bill, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I should have got a water.
Right. If it's sparkly, is it like the next day?
I don't know. I'm not going to check.
It's so, it'd be worth the price if it's so.
It's like twinkle. It's twinkle instead of tinkle.
Turn the lights out.
It's worth the price.
It is.
Okay. This is another thing that they factor in when you order a drink. What will the bartender think? Survey found that we actually care about what the bartender's opinion is and what we are drinking.
I worked in the bars for years, and I can tell you most of the time they do not care. The only time they get annoyed is when you order a mojito, because you do have to press the mint and all that, and it's a lot of extra work, so they don't like those. Pretty much anything else, they're like, whatever, I don't care.
Gato, shame on you.
I don't drink mojitos.
Honestly,
I forgot they do.
Mm-hmm.
Muddled, and I don't care for that flavor.
Last thing that you factor in when you order a drink, how many calories is in that drink?
Never.
I know guys, I don't think that, but girls, do they think that? Not after the first one, anyway. Yes. So, other fun cocktail facts for you. We have all definitely broken at least one bottle of booze just trying to do the fancy bartender tricks with it.
No. I was shopping in a grocery store a long time ago and dropped a bottle of wine, and I was completely sober. It was humiliating.
Oh, wow.
Sober. Sober, Cato.
Yeah.
It was awful. I know.
I don't think I ever have. I've never would try those tossing bottles around because I didn't want to take the risk. Yeah. I'll take many bottles and do it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when he does.
And plus, a good amount of liquor comes in plastic bottles now.
Well, another little fun fact, olives in a martini and the celery in a Bloody Mary is the closest many Americans ever come to eating vegetables.
And if you go to a little fancy restaurant, you're going to get all the accoutrements on top.
Yeah.
It's like a little lunch on top of your Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. Celery and bacon and pickled okra. Some of them put shrimp. I've seen some with lobster tails and crab legs.
Getting all
for a meal, man.
Yeah.
And then cocktails go by many different names. For instance, at Cato's house, it's called breakfast sometimes.
We say brunch. We must start early. But we still call it brunch.
I got you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about, golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.